Next Friday, March 2nd at 8 p.m. at Germantown Performing Arts Center, Diavolo Dance Theater is going to be there. They are an internationally renowned modern acrobatic dance company. Diavolo company members are dancers, gymnasts, actors, athletes, and above all, teammates. Under the guidance of artistic director Jacques Heim, the company has developed a reputation for stunning, innovative movement on oversized, surrealistic sets and everyday structures. Through working together, Diavolo dancers explore the challenges of relationships, the absurdities of life, and the struggles to maintain our humanity. Jacques Heim founded Diavolo Dance Theater in 1992. Based in Los Angeles ever since, Diavolo was officially recognized as a cultural treasure by the city of Los Angeles in 2007. The 2011-2012 season marks Diavolo's 13th U.S. tour, with over 14 weeks on the road in 20 cities. In addition, Diavolo has toured extensively throughout Europe, Asia, and Latin America. And they've also created unique performance events for corporate clients, such as Wells Fargo, Honda, Sebastian Inc., and General Motors. Chisa Yamaguchi is a performer and the education director for Diavolo Dance Theater. Chisa, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Chisa Yamaguchi from Diavolo Dance Theater. They will be at Germantown Performing Arts Center next Friday, March 2nd at 8 p.m. Get your tickets, 751-7500 or gpacweb.com. Chisa, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I have trouble explaining Diavolo to people who have not seen it. It's a dance company, but then they use these props, and it's sort of hard to get across to people because it is unique. So why don't you give it a shot and tell us, what is Diavolo? What is it that you do?
You know, it's funny, we get asked that a lot, and I figure it's even sometimes difficult for us to describe our own work, which we've always taken as being a really good thing if it's difficult to describe something. But our director, Jacques Heim, likes to describe Diavolo as a salad. He tosses in some gymnastics and some dance, throws in some acrobatics and stunt work and structures and acting, and meshes it all together with everyday movement. And lo and behold, you get the Diavolo aesthetic and the Diavolo experience. It is such a blend of different movements. It really depends and varies on who's in the company at the time. If we have more gymnasts or we have more dancers, it absolutely affects the movement and inspires the motivations for what we do and how we create.
That's as good an explanation of this as I've ever heard, so we'll go with that. When you're here performing at Germantown Performing Arts Center, you're going to be doing a couple of pieces, Fearful Symmetries, which is a relatively new piece, and then Trajectoire, which is one of your older pieces. Fearful Symmetries looks very interesting, and can you tell us about this piece?
Yeah, Fearful Symmetries is actually the second in a trilogy of works that was commissioned by the Los Angeles Philharmonic. The first one was Foreign Bodies, which was commissioned in 2007, and Fearful Symmetries, which was commissioned in 2010. And it started out as being a very mystical piece and very abstract until we sat down and listened to the music and actually had a music composer come in and work with us. And John Adams actually himself came in and worked with us, which was an incredible experience, and he gave us some incredible feedback. And that's where came the theme of this very urban landscape, almost emulating the time of the 50s and in the 40s, when men and women started to join the workforce together and found themselves in the same space. So it really took on such a big brass band feeling as inspired by the music. So this factory workers and this constant cycle of construction and reconstruction, and it really, really shows itself throughout the piece as we move the set pieces around, and it sits within on a field, which is a motorized part of our set piece, which is really exciting. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
But it does, it really looks like we are workers. We're in just plain blue clothing, just to represent sort of the equality amongst the workers, amongst the men and the women, with this strength and just seeing things formed with in front of you, these incredible tableaus of shapes and structures and sculptures, to then just completely deconstruct it and start over. So this idea of just the mechanics of working within an urban landscape and within a very structured work center.
Yeah, I have not seen the piece, obviously, but I have heard the music, and it's great stuff. I mean, John Adams, you can't go wrong with that.
Oh, no, and I mean, even John Adams said when he originally composed that piece of music and created it, he didn't expect it to be a dance piece at all, and it has been the most highly choreographed piece of music of his.
So yeah.
It's really interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was searching for it, that I found several YouTube clips and such of different ballet companies using this
Absolutely.
Music.
Absolutely, yeah, us too. And we were so interested to see how other companies had worked with it. So to take it the direction that we did, and especially in including and bringing in the set piece, absolutely changes the feeling of the music and really gives us our identity within that. Within that piece of music,
I think it's going to be fascinating. the other piece that you're doing is a pretty well known piece for you guys, Trajectoire. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely one of our signature pieces in the company. We like to call it dessert because it usually comes at the end of the evening. It was originally choreographed in 1999, and then the choreography was added in 2001, and it's done to the music composed by Nathan Wayne, which is really exciting. It was just a piece that became its own, so having music specifically made for it was really the route to go. And just from the beginning of it, it looks like a vessel. It looks like a ship.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I mean, just the name Trajectoire, trajectory, kind of gives light. I'm sure there's pictures floating around of girls in the air, and we're being launched off of this structure. I mean, it's a 3,000-pound rocking structure, and it's completely weight-bearing, so it depends on how the dancers move and where we move and how we get it to. We manipulate it the way we want. But, yeah, it's an incredible piece. The theme that we worked with was destiny and destinations, and every single character, every single dancer within that piece is absolutely on their own journey but finds themselves collectively within this space of, you know, if it's waves or if it's the clouds of this rocking structure.
Mm-hmm.
And we see it slowly being deconstructed as well throughout the piece, slowly, but seeing just those different images and partnering and different ways to use the bow, even different facings, because it'll have different facings throughout the piece, which is really exciting for the audience to be able to see the top surfaces of the structure, as well as the bottom and the panels. So it really does become a very ethereal experience.
Yeah, that's sort of one of the pieces that I think of when I think of Diavolo, because it is sort of a distillation of what you do and how you use your props and your structures as well as your bodies.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's very, very all-encompassing. It's the epitome of trust and teamwork within our company, and the structure is such a signature piece for us and holds a very special place in our hearts. So, yeah, it definitely has become the sort of the poster child for Diavolo.
Chisa, how long have you been with the company?
I'm almost in my fourth season with the company. I started in Diavolo 2, so being able to sort of start in a training ground and get familiar with the work and then move my way up to the tour company was probably a very smart route.
Yeah.
Take some time to adjust to the work, and I know a lot of dancers are thrown into it, but if it's that comfort of releasing fear and trusting right away that comes with any of these set pieces and structures and any of the work and the experience of working with Jacques. So, yeah, four seasons. I'm actually now beginning to get some of this under my belt.
Now, you said you also work with the education component. You're the education director of the company. Now, what is that component? What is the education function of Diavolo?
That's a great question, because it's still, I mean, it's continually evolving, but every city that we go to, we try to have as many residencies or workshops within the community to do trust and teamwork building. We have kind of a standard Diavolo class that we teach, that we even run for our auditions and when we get new members. So it's like, we do this with new company members. We're so happy that we get to expose you to it. Other times we've worked very closely with teachers within communities and within different elementary and middle and high schools to design curriculum that they can actually work into studies that they're already trying to incorporate into the students at whatever grade level that they're working with. So taking the idea of dance and movement and creativity and expressivity and trying to work that into a curriculum of language arts or into geometry, even mathematics of some sort, algebra. We've used it with history as well, of students' personal histories and their own families' journeys. So it's been really interesting to try to tie in arts education and advocate arts education within curriculum that's already in place. Mm-hmm. We're also a partner with the Music Center of Los Angeles, so we have a lot of teaching artists that have been certified in the company who are enabled with the skills to work with the visual and performing arts standards of California and around the country to be able to design lesson plans that bring Diavolo into the classroom and the classroom into Diavolo. So it's been a really, really interesting evolution as a relationship that we've had with some of the schools in LA and actually a lot of schools and communities wherever we get the tour. So it's really exciting, a very exciting component for the company.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, I know that we're very excited to have you here performing these amazing pieces. And I tell people that, you know, it's not something that you've seen before. It's something very, very different. So
so thrilled. Yeah, so excited. And I hope it does. Our hope always is when people come and see our show that they leave feeling differently than when they walked in, and if they're more inspired or intrigued or fascinated by the creation process and what our company is striving to do. And, you know, they can always get their own involvement if they have questions for us. And we've had many artists come up to us and ask us about our creative process, which is incredibly collaborative, which I think for many artists within the United States that we have encountered, collaboration is incredibly fruitful route to go to create work and to get work out and the exposure of it. So, yeah, I hope people come away feeling differently after they've seen our show.
Jisa, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. Can't wait to be in Germantown. So thank you for having us.
Jisa Yamaguchi from Diavolo Dance Theater. They will be at Germantown Performing Arts Center next Friday, March 2nd at 8 p.m. Get your tickets, 751-7500 or gpacweb.com.